Welcome to Psychic Healing, where I help you find your life purpose by delving into the mysteries of the mind, spirit, and beyond. Well, hello everyone, Ben Franklin here, and it is so good to be back. I've been off for a few weeks. Unfortunately, I've just been really under the weather. Energy low. In pain, yes. Waiting for an operation, yes. And it's just really caused me to pause and reevaluate what's going on in my life at the moment. And I can only apologize, but at the same time, I don't feel like I need to, because at the end of the day, this is meant to happen and I'm just doing what I can when I can. So I apologize. I know I've missed a few weeks of the podcast, but let's hope we can make up for it with this episode. So let's get on with it. Now, I don't have a set plan what I'm going to talk about. I am literally doing this episode intuitively, and I really just wanted to start with what's been going on. And I've just done a post on TikTok, so if any of you listen, I am on TikTok just trying to grow my audience, because I need to, you know, build an audience really to help share the awareness of what I do, what I can help you with. And I am really enjoying it. It's a minefield, isn't it, social media? And there are so many people on these platforms that call themselves experts, and they'll say, I am the only one that has this ability, the only one that can do this, and I'm the only one that can activate this in you. And I'm like, you're talking utter tosh. And it just winds me up. So I thought I'd have a little vent about that, because what I wanted to mention is that all of us, every single person on this planet, has the ability, if they choose to take it up, because we work from a place of love, light, and we have free will. So if you have the ability, if you wanted to work with intuition, to work psychically, to work as a medium, you can be a medium, you can be a psychic medium. It's just one of those. You can't be a medium without being psychic, just to put that in there. But there are people I've seen, and some of them aren't even real people, they're bots or AI, as we call it, delivering the messages. And I'm like, where's this coming from? And then there are bots that interact and take over posts that I've made or other people I know that have made. And you just think, where are we going with this? And that part of it just winds me up. It just really annoys me when you get this, my relationship was saved, thank you, doctor, whoever you are, probably from Nigeria and Africa. And it just winds me up. And I just find it quite funny, really, that there's so many people trying to scam people and will never deliver the service they've promised, because they'll send a message and say, I'm drawn to you, here's my PayPal details or Cash App, whatever they use. But it's a way of defrauding, and that's not how I work. And I will put that on here. I will never approach you in a message to say, I need to give you a message, here is my details. Everything is on my links, on my bio, and on my website. So if you want to book a reading, you come to me. It's safe, it's secure, and that's the only way to do it, to ensure that you're protected. Sorry, rant over. I told you it was going to be one of those. So where did I start? Last episode we talked a bit about the workshop, which I did, and that was amazing, and I'm still in touch with everyone, and it's wonderful to hear how everyone's progressing. And I've just announced a new date, so I'm doing the second workshop, Healing with Spirit. So it's a continuation of the first one, and there's more added into it. So if people that didn't attend the first one, it's not going to actually cause any issues. But those that did attend the first one are going to elevate, if that makes sense. They're going to elevate and learn more skills. So it'll be quite exciting. I'm really looking forward to seeing how people are doing and introducing more people into this. On top of that, I've also secured dates. So I'm holding a UK retreat from the 5th of September for a weekend. So that's a Thursday through to the Sunday up in Blackpool. And that is also going going to be a healing and intuitive retreat. It will be quite full on, I think, but at the same time, a good giggle and very much about letting go, healing and working with spirit and just trusting your gut feeling. So we'll be working on the marketing of that this week to get it out on socials, onto the website, and then people can book on. It will be a low cost. It will not be too extortionate, but I just wanted to do it. I knew the timing was right, so here we go, 5th of September. I really can't wait. And then, of course, then I've got my retreat coming up in the end of March next year, and I will be putting that out. So the wait list is actually open for that. Where do I go from here? Well, as I said, I'm getting ready because in May I've got to have surgery, which basically is going to take me out of action physically for a good 3, possibly 4 weeks. But it doesn't mean I won't be here. I can still be talking to you lovely people on the podcast. I can still do social media. I can still do readings. So actually, nothing really changes. It just means I can't be so physically active. And then once I've healed, I really can't wait to actually start getting back into some exercise, because I've been feeling so lethargic, so low energy. You know, I've really struggled and I can't work out whether there's something more to it. And I feel like it's spirit's way, the universe's way of getting me to slow down, heal, do some relaxation, calming, meditation, but at the same time, I feel like they're getting me ready to step up again. I feel like they are about to give me a big download of energy, download of information, and get me up, moving upwards. Does that make sense? So I feel like they're slowing me down to get me ready to go even harder, which is exciting, but also kind of nerve-wracking, because I'm like, oh, what's coming? But I just know my purpose is to do this. My purpose is to be there to help other people heal and connect with the universe and feel like they should feel amazing, proud of who they are. And that is it, keeping it nice and simple. I just want everyone to be who they are and be happy with it. Just make the most of this lifetime we have, whether it's short or long. There's so much chaos in the world right now, and I just want a little corner where I can enjoy being at one with the universe and connected. I've turned off the news. Don't listen to it. I couldn't tell you when I last read a newspaper. It must be years back. And I've even deleted the news apps from my phone, so I don't see it. Yes, I've got social media, and then obviously there's stuff posted on there, but I scroll through it, if I'm honest. I don't get drawn into political conversations. I can't be dealing with it. It's just theatre. And I say that a lot. I repeat myself. We are living through one big play. I wish it was a musical theatre. It'd be a bit more entertaining. But no, it's one big drama. And it's a distraction, really. We need to feel connected. We need to feel connected to our higher selves. We should be able to do that without the distraction. And fortunately, the world as we live is trying to prevent that. Oh, I'm going a bit deep and dark. So what else is going on? I'm also in the middle of creating my first oracle deck. That's something else that I'm working on with a lovely friend of mine who she is a very good psychic card reader, and she is helping me do this. So this is like my first one, and it's not going to cost $1 million because some of them are so expensive, but it's a tool really to help you start reading messages intuitively, but from a very simple approach. I'm not going to tell you too much about the cards because they're not done yet, but as soon as I have them, you can actually order them and we'll be able to get that arranged for you. And I'm going to do a workshop all around those because I think it'll be good fun. So that's something else going on. And the other thing is, what else have I been doing? Because I've had a bit of a pause for a few weeks, there's a lot's happened, and then I forget. My memory is terrible, like a sieve. I've joined a circle, like a psychic circle, which has been interesting. It's people, how many? I think there's about 8 people. It's only a small closed circle, and they've let me in, which is quite nice, because I've been shunned by some churches, and not basically I know my face doesn't fit, so whatever. So I've joined this circle, and actually it's quite interesting because I'm getting to sort of connect in, and it's not in depth, it's not intense, but they do an exercise, and it's just a way of keeping, you know, working with some different people, a different energy, really, let's put it that way, and actually learning some different techniques and different exercises. And that's really beneficial because I think it's always good to keep that work going in the background, because we can all get on this road or on the tracks, you know, on the train, but then you forget to do it other bits alongside it. So this is actually quite excited, and it's just a good way to upskill, let's put it that way. So it adds to my toolbox, which I quite like. That's really it. I've been doing some lovely readings, and it's more at the moment I'm just trying to re-find myself, because I've literally been so off kilter. I didn't want to record podcasts because it just wouldn't have been sincere. It just wouldn't have, and I just didn't have the energy. My brain was so foggy, I wasn't able to deliver anything. I've even been struggling with just simple things like messages that just don't make sense, or I send something half written. Don't know what's going on, but hey ho. Hello everyone. Sorry for the interruption. It's Ben Franklin, your host of the Psychic Healing Podcast. Now, I did mention previously that I will be hosting the very first in-person psychic healing retreat, and I've decided to call it Enlightened. It will be a whole 7 nights with a wonderful group of very special people getting together, healing, journaling, lots of meditation, lots of time to learn about your blockages and how to unblock them, how to move forward and set in those positive intentions. It will be a real time to let go, move forward and share that experience with some loving souls. I have had to change the dates. It will now be the 29th of March 25. So that gives you a whole year to get booked up, and you can pay in installments as well once you've paid your deposit. If you'd like to get more information and be the first on the list, then please subscribe to my website, benfranklinmedium.com. Just put in the comment retreat, and then I will know specifically that's what you want information on. But it's the 29th of March 2025 in southern Spain for 7 nights. It's full board, you'll have your own private room, and it's going to be wonderful. So I thought I'd carry on here, and we're actually on the next day because it was quite late when I was doing the recording, and I thought, right, pause, I'll carry on. And then I have been having a quite a productive day. So I've been really connecting in with my sort of inner guides, my spirit team, and they keep saying, I know they want me just to chill out, if anything. But what they did sort of suggest is that I do things that I enjoy, and I've just done a post on social media about it, so I thought I will. So I did the normal shop, went out, went for a nice walk, and I actually treated myself to nice, in fact it was more like a bucket of coffee, an Americano, and I thought I just sat there, did a bit of people watching, and it was actually really nice just to chill, be in my thoughts. And then I thought, do you know what, I'm going to do some baking. And I used to bake all the time. I used to make fudge all the time. And then I just stopped. And I haven't done it in ages. In fact, I haven't made fudge in years. So today I was brave and did it. And I'm just waiting for it to set. But it was really therapeutic because I've forgotten, A, how long it takes. But at the same time, how rewarding it is. You know, I wasn't distracted by social media, apart from when I did a little post. And it was just nice, you know, to be in my thoughts. And really, I was getting some clarity. And I thought, right, what's the message here? What is the message? And it is about cutting out distraction. And that's what I want to say to you lovely people listening to this. It is about trying to have time for yourself, whether you can meditate or try to just sit in your thoughts. It's just so important just to do something that is for you. And to me, today, it was making some fudge. Something very simple, although making fudge isn't that simple because you have to watch the thermometer. And I did nearly ruin the pan, but that's another subject. I did save the pan, just to caveat that. But actually, the bigger thing here was actually making sure I'm just cut out the distractions and to connect. And I've actually felt really grounded doing that, surprisingly. So I can't wait to try it, and I'll maybe mention that in the next episode. But so that's what I've been doing, and it feels good. And then I got someone's just booked him for a reading, so I'm going to go around and meet with them next week, which is wonderful. I'm just booked a workshop date, so I'm doing a workshop on the 2nd of June, which is to do with connection with spirit. Can't wait for that. And also just working on the marketing for my retreat in Blackpool. So much going on, but it's good. It's all for the greater good, all to get connected with people like you listening. It's to help you connect with spirit, find yourselves, and just make this world a better place. I know it sounds cheesy, but it is as simple as that. And something else that I have done, I've started listening to lots of different messages on YouTube and different people that work, hypnotherapists, psychics, mediums, healers, all sorts of things, because I'm just trying to understand how different people work. It's so important to learn new skills. However, I listened to this guided meditation that was very, very hypnotic. It was only short. It was all to do with financial abundance and getting you out of that negative mindset into a positive one to attract abundance. And it was really interesting because I must have gone quite deep. And then I just knew, I kept hearing green, green, green. I was like, what's that about? So I've worn green all day and also have my green aventurine bracelet. Trip bracelet. I love green aventurine. Now it's a really good one, and I'm gonna do crystal of the week because I'd stopped doing it, so I'm bringing it back. Now green aventurine is really good. It's a positive one. It's very much connected to the heart chakra. It can be worn as a necklace over your heart center, or you don't have to do that. You can wear it on your wrist or in your pocket. It's one of those that it's really helpful with luck. It's basically one of the luckiest crystals of them all. It's lucky because it attracts that abundance. They call it the winning crystal, the winning stone. So it brings in that winning energy, manifesting prosperity. It's also attracting wealth and abundance. But it doesn't only just bring good fortune, it provides opportunities to help you to create your own luck. And I feel like that's the journey I'm on at the moment. I know things aren't given to me on a plate, but I'm changing my mindset. And the minute I've started changing that, things are coming in. So I want more things coming in, and I love it. So my top tip to you, change your mindset, listen to some YouTubes, podcasts, whatever it is that works for you. Do some manifesting. It's really exciting. So that's crystal of the week, green aventurine. As I said, it's very sort of lucky. It's very positive. It's just got a really nice feeling about it. Go get some aventurine and tell me how it helps you. So just a little bit of a recap. I have a workshop in person in Essex on the 2nd of June, which is a Sunday. So you're not working. If you're interested, I have tickets available. This is all about journeying with spirit, connecting with spirit and healing. So there'll be healing involved, and then we'll be working through connecting with spirit. And this is in person in Essex, and I've got some places available. It's £60 for a day's workshop. I also have Blackpool, a weekend retreat, Thursday through to Sunday on the 5th of September. I haven't even started marketing this, but you can have a single room for 333. So that gives you 3 nights, bed and a continental breakfast, and then loads of workshops, healings, again connecting with spirit. It's going to be really pleasant. It's going to be fun, very intuitive, very much a caring, healing environment. All people will be from the same sort of open-mindedness, looking to explore what they can do. And that's as simple as that. So you can have a single room for 333 or a shared twin room for 222. So the details of that will be going live within the next week. I'm just tweaking some marketing, that's all. But if you'd like information on that, then drop me an email or contact me on my social channels, and we can get you booked on. I can take a deposit of £75, which secures your place, and you can pay in a couple of installments if that helps you, just to budget. So there's the workshop, we've got the weekend retreat, and then we've got Spain at the end of March 2025, and that is going to be off the planet, literally. Well, off this country anyway. So that's me, that's what I'm up to. I've also just opened my diary, so I have slots available for one-to-one readings, giving you a bit of guidance, what you need to be looking at, connecting with your loved ones in spirit, whatever it is you need. I've got some slots available, so drop me a message and we can get you booked in. I'd love to connect in with your loved ones, connect in with your energy and see where I can help you. I'm going to wrap up there. It's been a pleasure. It's been lovely to catch up and we'll be back next week. Love and light to you all. I'll see you very soon. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Psychic Healing. Please listen out for future episodes. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Ben Franklin Medium or visit my website benfranklinmedium.com. I'd love to hear from you with your questions and experiences. You never know, I may use them on future episodes of Psychic Healing. I'm your host, Ben Franklin, helping you find your purpose in life. Until next time, love and light.